back. The Gunsmith Show, US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. They're back.
Yep.
And the Gunsmiths.
Saddle, saddle again.
They are indeed. This segment is brought to you by Reliable Enterprise. It's going to talk about this new Weatherby shotgun.
Yeah.
But
it really
first,
caught my eye.
Newer.
He pointed it out to me. It's his fault. He always points out new guns.
You guys are enablers.
We enable one another. We do
no.
enable.
Is
yes.
that the word for it?
That's
yeah,
the word for
is.
It.
I thought it was encouraging.
That when we walk out of the gun shop, they say, suckers.
Come back again soon, you two.
I can't believe they each bought one.
I like to use the word encouragement.
Is that what it is? Not enabler?
Yeah. Not enabler.
Okay,
encouraging.
All right. Well, this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Reliable Enterprises. Licensed builder extraordinaire, does excellent work, specializes in decks, outside work, custom work, cupolos,
barns, decks,
gazebos. But what a deck builder this guy is. Jeremy Reliable, been in business quite a while. He's a very, very good guy. I highly recommend him. And his number is 810-429-6957. If you're on my website, thegss.com, look on the left-hand side. You can span right down to Reliable Enterprises. Click on it, and you'll get all his information. Check out his videos of his decks and stuff. They're utterly amazing. And tell him you heard about him on the Gunsmith Show. He'd be glad to hear that, too.
Absolutely.
So he's got plenty of really good, he's got a really good reputation. I've referred him so many times since I've been retired, since 2016. I've been referring him over and over again, and I get nothing but good news back. So glad to have him on board. So
we also want to congratulate Craig Condiff, the winner of our Stanley Cup.
Yeah. And
guys, the winner.
Everybody that participated, we appreciate your input. We appreciate your, you know, excitement with this. We'll do it again soon. We'll have another cup out and ready.
You know, I've got all those cigars from the golf outing. We could always give away cigars, too. I forgot.
We used to always give away cigars and everything
Gunsmith
we did.
Cigars.
But,
I forgot but, about that.
I think people would rather have ammunition.
We can do but, that, too.
You know, because when Susie Chapstick wins a cigar, I don't know
maybe.
If she'll be real happy.
You
maybe.
Can't judge? Or they,
I, no, I,
you
no,
never
I,
know.
Why would I do? Why would I judge? I'm not one to judge. But anyways, no. So we'll get another contest going here real quick because that was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And Jacob, you want to talk about the
a
new
shotgun
that you pointed out to me last week when we were at Williams Gunsight.
Yep.
And he's concerned about me.
I am.
What he's worried about.
You have a lot of issues.
I do have issues. What he's concerned about is my right shoulder replacement, and that shoulder replacement has led to not being able to shoulder weapons real good right now.
God forbid you try the left shoulder, which I've got a left-handed shotguns you can try.
I know.
We got those Browning 20 gauges.
I can, my over and under is right or left-handed, so I can do either way with that one. That's not a problem. But it's 12 gauge. I'm trying to go easy.
If you stand on your head, do you shoot left-handed? How does that work?
Not going there.
Okay.
You're enabling me to let my mind
there it
wander,
is.
And I don't want my mind to wander.
I'm encouraging growth.
Is that what
usually
it is?
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Encourage. Yeah, you do steer me off.
How does John Wick shoot, right or left-handed?
Both-handed, with two guns at the same time.
Yeah. Hell, that's right.
Just get two shotguns. So I'm worried about your shoulder. I don't think you should have, well, first, I think we saw a 28-gauge semi-auto, and I'm like, you should probably go for a 28-gauge.
Well, and I had just been looking at a 28-gauge over and under.
Yep.
And you, and because 28 gauge is a very mild round, Dan. It's between a 20 gauge and a 410. Small shotgun, doesn't kick bad. Mm-hmm. And he finds this 28 gauge semi-auto, and he goes, "Dad, this would be perfect for you." And it was intriguing.
It probably would be.
The price is not bad.
I was trying to encourage him.
Yep. Ah, encouragement. Gotcha. That's what it is. Okay, not enabling, but encouraging.
Just go ahead and jump. Just do it.
It's not that far.
All the cool kids are doing it.
It's just three floors. So.
Drop and roll.
Yeah, stop, drop, and roll. It's
when you hit the ground, bend your knees. So you
yes, roll, so is, spring up, handstand.
Those
yes.
new knees?
Yes. Those knees.
They didn't put springs in there. So.
They're not spring loaded.
No, they're not.
Should have got the cheetah blades.
Inspector Gadget knees, yes.
So you found this Weatherby that you showed me.
Oh, the Weatherby.
Yes.
The
Weatherby. Now, it's one of the made-in-Turkey Weatherby, so it's not like a Moroku Weatherby. Or
no,
Moroku,
and it's
Japan.
Not nothing made in Wyoming.
But it is beautiful.
It's got the Weatherby name.
It had that look. They did a stunning job on the shotgun.
For an imported shotgun, this was beautiful. So yeah. This is the Element 2. The Element 2 by Weatherby. These all are right. semi-automatic shotguns chambered in 12-gauge or 20-gauge. So this was a 20-gauge one I showed you.
I thought it was 28-gauge.
This was a 20-gauge.
Oh, I thought it was 28.
No. So I thought lightweight, smaller shotgun.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
20 gauge still would be better for you.
I have a 20 gauge pump right now, yeah. But I wouldn't mind having a semi-auto.
This is a lot lighter than that pump you have.
It is. It is lighter.
So lightweight, just smooth to the shoulder, beautiful looking gun. Like you said, it's a Weatherby, but it is imported from Turkey.
Right.
So the Element 2, these are inertia shotguns. And we're going to get into a little bit here later. What is an inertia shotgun and how is it different from a gas shotgun?
They are certainly different.
But the Element 2 has seven versions. You ready?
Seven
options. You've got the Waterfowler, the Upland Compact, the Tungsten, the Turkey, the Synthetic, or the Dux Edition, DUX.
You know, I think the first one I ever saw was a Tungsten.
They're sharp.
It was gray. It was really sharp.
They are sharp. They're gray.
I like gray guns. I mean, every time I see a gray Glock, I'm like, oh, got to have it, you know?
Well, each model has a little bit of their own different favorites, you know? So you've got different, whether colors or options. Now, the standard with each model is they come with adjustable stock shims to fit your body a little better, adjust for your length of pull.
All right.
Textured touch points on the stocks in different areas, so you have great areas where your hand's not going to slip. They use the Creo chokes, C-R-I-O chokes, which is from Benelli.
Yeah.
So you're able to use Benelli choke tubes on these. Three different choke tubes come with each shotgun, except for the Dux model. It comes with a fourth.
Now, the Dux is a D-U-X.
D-U-X. This is special camo. Special
it's
everything.
It's a waterfowl
for
right?
waterfowling.
Okay, so and that's
this is like
the one, and that's the thing. You know how you know, when you're fishing, a lot of guys are fishing with ultralight stuff, trying to catch the game with the lightest tackle. I know a lot of guys that duck hunt now. They're not going for the 3.5-inch magnums anymore.
No.
They're going for 20 gauges that shoot 3-inch shells and rocking ducks worlds with them because it does. It's all you need for ducks if you're a good shot.
Yeah,
and it's not as punishing because a lot of times. You're shooting almost straight up in the air. You know, you're shooting and the gun's almost on top of your shoulder.
I mean, I get it. I'm not going to knock somebody for getting the gun. But I think sometimes a 3.5-inch, that's a lot.
3.5-inch 12-gauge hurts. And then, you know, but our friend Tom and Goodrich, he does everything with, you know, goose hunts all the time with 10-gauges.
Yeah.
But he's so used to it, he knows exactly what he's doing, and that's what he does, you know. But for a lot of the smaller frame people, because Tom's a big guy, a lot of smaller frame people, 20 gauges, that's what you're going to use. It's effective. You're not going to kill every one of them, nor do you need to. You know?
But with a 10 gauge, you're going to kill a lot of things.
Well, yeah.
It's a lot of BBs out there, right?
And you definitely work on that money set aside for your new shoulder.
It adjusts your back.
It was only $79,000 for my shoulder, so it's you can buy a lot
cheaper
of
cheaper than my kidney.
You could buy, yeah, it is. You could buy a lot of Weatherbys for $79,000.
So a couple, I just highlighted a couple of the different options here. Another tungsten. I like the tungsten.
I do
too.
I do.
MSRP of $799. Synthetic stock receiver and barrel are coated in the tungsten colored Cerakote.
Yep.
So again,
and that's a popular color. They're doing the same thing. They're doing that same color Cerakote on a bunch of the Savage rifles now too.
Yes.
And they are sharp with the green stocks. I love them. But that camouflage stock that Weatherby's got right now is just cool.
Yeah.
That it's a different looking camo. It's really cool. It's almost a throwback camo.
So
I like it.
Each of these models come with a chrome lined barrel.
Yep.
Different.
Easy to clean.
Yep. Like that. The Tungsten has a 28-inch barrel.
All right.
Now the Turkey model comes with a 22-inch barrel. The whole gun is hydro dipped in mossy oak bottomland.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a cool look.
That is a nice look.
It does come with a turkey
choke.
Don't
drop it in the woods. You might lose it.
You'll lose it. Don't lean up against a tree. It does come with a turkey choke as well. All right.
Good.
So that one's there. That one's $899 MSRP as well.
All right.
Now, the Upland Classic, this is the one you saw.
The Turkish
walnut stock. Kind of a two-tone blueing on the barrel and the receiver.
But the wood was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
Thing. I look at a good shotgun. And I always, you know, I appreciate synthetic stocks for what they do. But when I look at beautiful wood, it's like, oh, that's got my eye. So, and this one did. And I was marveling over the wood. You were looking at the metal. But I did notice the finish on the metal reminded me of a good Moroku shotgun. Yeah. It was perfect.
So MSRP,
they're doing a good job in Turkey. That's all I gotta say.
They are. MSRP on this one is $899 as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different options. Again, like we said, there's seven different versions of them. It might be your next opportunity for a good semi-auto shotgun at a good price as well.
A fair, very fair
from
price.
A reputable brand,
you know,
like Weatherby.
It's not a $1,800 Benelli
Trust me, Weatherby's got some $1,800 semi-autos.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, but this is, for the price point, it's a great,
yep.
If you're in, if you want to try an inertia shotgun and not break the budget on it, this is a great option.
This is a good working gun.
Exactly.
You know, if you're not going to shoot 1,000 rounds a weekend with it, this would be a good gun for you. But the inertia guns hold up, too.
Oh, they do?
You know, they do. They hold up good. And let's tell them the difference about inertia. What is an inertia shotgun?
Yeah. So these are semi-automatic shotguns that they utilize the actual recoil of the gun to cycle the action.
Not the gas.
Not the gases from the spent round.
Okay.
So typically much cleaner.
I knew that. I'm making it sound like I didn't know that, but I did know that. But it, there's a big difference in the guns.
There is.
Because, I still use a
Winchester Super X1.
And that is the dirtiest gun you'll ever have. I got to literally take it apart and chisel the carbon out of it from shooting it, you know, once or twice a year when I'm shooting skeet a lot. But I love the gun.
Now, and I have a Franke Instinct. It's an inertia shotgun.
Instinct?
And it is Instinct. It is much, much cleaner.
All right.
So typically these are much cleaner. However, the recoil is a little more. Inertia systems, though, have fewer parts, which means they're lighter, which is why the recoil's a little more.
A little bit more shoulder piece.
Yeah, there's no pistons, there's no links, there's no springs attached to the magazine tubes. The fore end is also thinner on the inertia guns because all these items are not present.
Yep.
So just something different. Not saying they're better, not saying they're worse.
No O-rings to change or anything like that. So there's some good points there. And I used to laugh and say, you just clean out with a garden hose.
Yeah.
You know, spray it down with a hose and you're all set. You know, it's kind of like the way it is. Like Glocks you can throw in a dishwasher just about. You know what I mean?
If you have an inertia shotgun and you like it, let us know on the Gunsmith Show Facebook page or send us an email, shooter@thegss.com. Or are you sticking with your gas gun? It's a great question. That might be a question for a Facebook topic this week.
Yeah, gas or inertia?
Gas or inertia. What are you choosing?
What are you choosing?
I'd definitely go with gas.
Gas?
Well, I like inertia, too.
But the price of gas nowadays, stick with inertia.
That's true. It's kind of high. Hey, keep it right here. The Gunsmith Show. One more segment coming up. I believe we're going to talk a little bit about Williams Gunsight Company.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, they're celebrating a birthday here pretty doggone quick.
100 years.
We'll talk a little bit about that as well. It's the Gunsmith Show on US 103.1. You're home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back after this.